Strike from the Sea, by Douglas Riemann, read by David Rintoul. Chapter 1, Away from it All. Commander Robert Ainslie sat very still in a cane-backed chair and surveyed the waiting room without enthusiasm. It was painted white and almost completely bare, but for a couple of chairs and a portrait of the king on the opposite wall. An onlooker, had there been one, would have imagined Ainslie to be listening or crouching on the chair, ready to leap up. In fact, he was trying to keep his spine away from the chair back, for despite the revolving fans above his head, the room was stuffy and humid, and any sort of contact increased the discomfort and made his shirt cling to his skin like a damp rag. He looked at the shuttered window through which the harsh sunlight sliced across the room with silver bars. It seemed incredible that people could breathe out there, let alone use so much energy. Booted feet stamped lustily across some sort of a square, and he heard a Royal Marine Sergeant's voice from a great distance away, controlling the marching men, manoeuvring them like a ringmaster at a circus.
At the halt, on the right, form squat!
The sudden silence was almost worse. Ainslie tried not to look at his watch, knowing it would only rouse his anger again. He could feel the weariness closing in on him, and had to fight it back like something physical. Hold on a bit longer until he had settled in, as someone had remarked upon his arrival. It was hard to compare this place with Britain, he thought. November 1941, and the London he had left 4 days back had been a far cry from the naval base on Singapore Island. 4 days of flying in various aircraft, watching the changing scenery at each touchdown, meeting the mixed bunch of passengers on their way to join service units, to replace dead or wounded, to set up headquarters, and all the countless other missions of a nation.